Good evening. You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. My name is Noah, and we are about to get into the show. But before I play any music, here is a PSA.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right. Welcome back to Noises from the Crypt. We are back from the grave, back from the long winter break. I'm glad to be back. It's felt like forever. I'm ready to play some metal music. I hope you guys all had a good break. If anybody's listening to me, I'm sure you are. I'm going to start out. There's going to be no genre theme for today, but I'm going to be playing a mix of old stuff and going to play some new stuff, some new 2026 tracks later on in the show. But you know, let's start with some old stuff. This is first song is from a band called Skinless. It is their song called The Optimist from their 2001 record, Foreshadowing Our Demise. Very fun, very groovy, brutal death metal. I think you guys are going to like it. So without it, I don't even know what I was about to say. Let's just get into it. Here you go. The Optimist by Skinless.
Life sucks, and then you die. Yeah.
That was the song Tranquil Seizure by the amazing band Iniquity. Very cool, like, early BDM, brutal death metal, not totally getting there. Still having a lot of old school death metal parts of it right on the border. And also those awesome synths all around. And that super cool Death to Me part at the intro, too. Very, very good song off a very, very good album, Serenadium. I think they're Dutch. They're from the Netherlands, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. I do not have it pulled up right now. And I don't really care. Like, if you really want to know that, you can look that up yourself. Okay? You can do that. Next up, as I think anybody who likes black metal is, I love Dissection, and I was trying to find some bands like Dissection that I could play, because I don't want to just play Dissection songs all the time. So I talked to some friends about it, and one of them suggested me Unanimated, which is this very, very cool band. The very, very cool sound, very, very similar sound, but, you know, still very high quality melodic black metal, and, you know, verging on melodic death metal, just like Dissection. Here's their song, Eye of the Greyhound, from their, I think, debut album, Ancient God of Evil. right, that was Dramoth-er. I think that's how you say that. I'm not entirely sure. By Isak Trillehum. One of my favorite, like, modern black metal bands. Their newer stuff is more symphonic. This is their album from 2018. I know that sounds new, but they release an album, like, every year, which is part of what makes them so great, is their insane ability to just pump out albums. But, I mean, that also comes with the issue that none of their albums yet have been great. But I do think they have a great album in them if they just kind of lock in. But their older stuff, like this, kind of bleeds. It's like atmospheric black metal with some kind of deathy parts in there and definitely some dissonance too. Like, it reminds me, so certain parts remind me a lot of the more dissonant black metal parts of Leviathan's catalog, like the later stuff for them. That also veered a little bit into black metal, or to death metal, unlike his DSBM beginnings. But yeah, that's a great, great song off of a great record, Inhuma, from 2018. So check that out. Next up is a BDM classic, proto-BDM classic, arguably. It's on the line. One of the very early bands that was really pushing forward the brutality in death metal. It's Baphomet with their song Through Deviant Eyes. I love this record for many reasons. It's unmatched brutality for the time. I mean, it was what? Like 93? 92. Crazy. Nobody was doing it that heavy back then. And just absolute intense riffs, nonstop, the whole album. Really good. So either way, you're listening to WMUC Digital, and this is Through Deviant Eyes from Baphomet. Here we go.
Take me. Thank you.
right, that was Take As Needed for Pain by the legendary I Hate God, NOLA Sludge Legends. They're one of like the big three of the NOLA Sludge guys, but I feel like I see a lot of people these days, right now, especially talking about Crowbar as the GOAT. For a while, people were talking about Acid Bath like they're the GOATs. I think I Hate God are definitively the GOATs of that scene. Like, no other sludge band hits as hard as they do. Especially, I mean, I will say, like, last year, I Hate God toured with Crowbar live. I saw them both, and I Hate God's killed them. I mean, like, Crowbar was great, but I Hate God is just such a force live. Seriously. I have not seen Acid Bath, so maybe Acid Bath will destroy them. I might be going to a show they're doing up in Boston in May, possibly, but I highly doubt it, because apparently the singer can't even scream anymore. They're basically only playing stuff from the second album. That's what I've heard. I'm not sure if it's true or not, so I probably shouldn't be saying it on air, but whatever. Next up, I've got three tracks. I mean, I'll probably play two and then play the last one, but they're all from this year, and mostly bands I don't know much about. There's one band that I know a lot about, but not a lot about, but decently a bit about. First up is this band called Feed Them Broken Teeth, which is like a brutal death grind band, I think. That's what they sound like to me. And their song The Ineptitude of Nine in Unison. I think they're like really anti-fascist, death grindy, crazy people. Super sick. Very short. So let's get into it. You're listening to WMUC Digital. This is Poison of the Masses.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Flight of the Last Gods by Serpent Column, a band I have played on here before. I've played most of their old stuff because that's what I listen to. There's stuff from like the 2010s, and that kind of stuff was more like technical black metal, that thing that was happening for a minute, didn't really go much of anywhere, but I thought they were very strong in that scene, and now they're doing this cool, very melodic kind of... It's atmospheric, but in a different way than a lot of black metal is. I just think it's really cool. New album this year, just released, I think January 16th. I think it's really, really strong stuff. Next up, we've got a band that shares members with one of my favorite current metal bands. I have played a Worm song on here before, and that's who it is. Worm, who also has an album coming out next month, I'm pretty sure. And this band is Exul. I think that's how you say it. It's E-X-X-U with like an arrow pointing up over it and then L. Very cool. I have always struggled to like power metal because I can't get over the clean vocals. I'm not a huge fan of the operatic vocal thing. It's not my jam mostly, but this album, you know, I'm able to do it. I'm able to listen to it. And I feel like that's the opposite problem most people have with metal. I think I've just been listening to it for so long that now it's just like it's reversed for me. Either way, it's very cool, good U.S. power metal. Even though they're from Canada, it has a really great guitarist on it who's in a ton of stuff. Philippe Tugis, Phil Tugis. I don't know what it likes to be called by his name in this band is like a stage name or something. Is Defender, I think. But they're just a very cool blend of like epic doom metal with some death doom. Worm, you know, it shares members, so it makes sense. And power metal, amazing vocalist, amazing drums, amazing bass, amazing guitar, very good. Maybe the only issue is that they get a little too technical at times because they're all very good musicians, but it's still a fun listen. And that'll be my last song of the day. It's a pretty long song, so let's get straight into it. This has been Noises from the Crypt. Tune in at Thursdays at 10 p.m. on digital. I'm Noah. And this is WMUC Digital.